Hey guys, it's Monday, and we are ready to wrap up the book of Acts today. It covers quite a bit today. So as you know, they were shipwrecked in Malta, 276, I think it was, people. The islanders showed what is said as unusual kindness to Paul and to all the other people with him. Paul gets bitten by a snake, not just a snake of the garden variety, though. He gets bitten by a viper, and all the natives are standing around expecting him to drop dead, and he shakes off the snake like it's nothing and throws it in the fire, and the people are amazed and decide he must be a god. So while still on the island, and I'm sure that Paul told him he wasn't, Paul has a chance to witness by prayer and healing on this island. And so he goes to the chief official's house, where the chief official's dad is dying, it appears. And Paul heals him through the power of Christ. And then the whole town comes, or the whole island comes. Everybody that needed healed came and got healed. So finally, Paul makes his way in a different ship towards Rome. So he stays on the island for 3 months and heads to Rome on this new ship. Paul is allowed to live alone with a guard, and Paul gathers this group of people together, and he starts telling them why he's there, and they reply that, hey, we haven't got any letters about you, and nobody said anything bad about you, but we want to know your views because people everywhere are talking against Christianity. So what I want to do is I would like to read to you the end of the book of Acts, because Paul uses every opportunity to point to Jesus. Verse 23 and following. They arranged to meet Paul on a certain day and came in even larger numbers to the place where he was staying. He witnessed to them from morning till evening, explaining about the kingdom of God, and from the law of Moses and from the prophets, he tried to persuade them about Jesus. So he's telling them about the Old Testament and how it all points to Jesus. Some were convinced by what he said, but others would not believe. They disagreed among themselves and began to leave after Paul had made this final statement. He says, "The Holy Spirit spoke the truth to your ancestors when he said through Isaiah the prophet," and then he quotes Isaiah chapter 6, "Go to this people and say, you will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them." And then he finishes up by saying, "Therefore, I want you to know that God's salvation has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen." For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. We really see Paul's heart here at the end of Acts, and I want to give you a challenge today. He quotes Isaiah 6. Does this not sound like America today? You will be hearing but never understanding. You will be seeing but not perceiving. Your hearts have become callous. You don't hear with your ears, or you don't see with your eyes. If you did, and if you turned, I would heal them. God would heal so many millions of people in our nation. God would heal our nation if only our people would turn to him. So here's my challenge for you as you finish reading Acts. My challenge for you, My challenge for myself is to welcome all who come to us to proclaim the kingdom of God and to teach them about the Lord Jesus Christ with boldness and without hindrance. How are people going to know? They've heard about Jesus. How are they going to know Jesus if his people don't look for opportunities to share him? Look for opportunities. Pray for opportunities. Ask God for opportunities, and he will never, ever decline that ask from you. Have a great Monday.